I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
You guys, we have a very, very serious announcement.
How
I'm
serious?
Pregnant.
Yeah, right.
I have a boyfriend. Oh, that's even a bigger joke. So, no, we have a live show.
Yay! Live show, Horrible Decisions, coming to you live.
Yeah, we are coming to New York. Well, I guess just, you know, taking the train there. and so, yeah, it is going to be brought to you by Cast Sound Lab, our studio right here in Brooklyn, New York, where we're recording from today. It's going to be me, Mandy, some of your favorite guests that were on the show might be there. You know, not going to tell you.
It's going to be super exciting, guys. You can check the details out in the description of this episode. And we will also be posting the link where you can purchase tickets on our personal Instagrams as well as the Horrible Decisions Instagram. That's at @horrible_decisions for details.
So if you have somebody that you want to bring with you, whether it be your homegirl, because y'all need to learn how to suck dick together, I think we should do a banana-like thing.
Maybe.
That just came to me.
That would be awesome.
We should have a dick suck. No. My mom might come.
Your mom is going to be there, and she knows you suck dick. So I think that would be awesome, and I'm excited to see all of you guys.
I could do a good hand job one. Everybody says I could do a really good hand work. I'm serious. We could. But we want it to be really interactive. Maybe one of you guys, we could do a dick sucking contest. But we have a raffle. Mandy's not really for this, but it's a threesome raffle where you can win a date with us. We don't know what might end up happening, but we will buy you drinks.
Again, the details will be in the description of this episode as well as our social media. So hope to see you guys there.
I don't see no haters because I'm focused on me. Just got paid today and I'm gonna blow it on me.
Take the feature budget, spend it on JC. I write my lyrics, I sing these hooks. All I didn't do was make the beat. Blue collar music, this is my influence. So all the checks need my approval. These fans starting to go crazy now.
If you guys like the song that we played in the beginning of today's episode, it is brought to you by our guest today. Today on the show, we have Marcus Black.
But then again, here.
He's not here yet, but our guest today is Marcus Black from Love & Hip Hop. And so we have just a ton of questions to bring on. I know. So Weezy apparently all of our black guests don't know how to be on time.
Bro, like I'm a nigga too. I know that we do nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? But I fall asleep after I eat or whatever. Like I understand. But what I'm saying is this motherfucker is late as fuck.
Always.
Anyway.
So you were referring to niggaitis. I would take that, but fuck it.
My black ass mama be like, you are just so ridiculous. I don't know where you get this from. You ho!
So I guess before we bring in our guests, we're going to update you on what the fuck has been going on kind of with our lives and our mindset. So do you want to go first about the fire escape?
Our mindset?
Fire escape brigades?
So, well, I don't know if you guys have been seeing my Insta Snap stories, but, you know, I live in LES and it's fucking wild all the time. So 2 or 3 nights ago, I am sleeping and my apartment is, you know, a foot long. So the bed is right by the window and someone is banging on my window. It's 4 a.m. I mean, I jump up like fucking cold sweats. I can't breathe. I'm freaking out. So immediately lock myself in the bathroom because it's the closest thing that's to the door. So I'm in the bathroom and I'm sitting there. I'm fucking literally taking a shit and freaking out because, you know, like my fucking adrenaline got me shitting. It's like when I used to do Molly and I'm just sitting on the toilet. I'm like, oh my God. I'm freaking out. I'm trying to text the niggas that's awake. I don't know what to do.
You just watch way too much SVU.
Well, I did go to sleep to like Forensic Files, but that's not the point. So anyway, no, I mean, but that shit is scary. You know, it's right by my face. So go back to sleep. I'm like, whatever. I've got the butcher knife right here. I'm good. Wake up. And then
she was literally sleeping with a knife.
Bro, I had no shame. I don't give a fuck. So woke up to the same shit. They're going up and down the fire escape. So what do? I call the police because they got to come get these niggas. I get on the phone. I'm trying to calm down. I'm like, look, I'm just really scared right now. I tell them the street I live on. I was like, I need you to come out. Like, somebody's banging on my window. They're trying to fucking rob me and murder me. I'm terrified. I'm a single woman. I'm white. So I
figured, and their response to that.
Ma'am. I mean, is something happening? I said, what's happening is someone is coming up to my fucking window. I don't wear no goddamn clothes, titties out. They're brand new, 5 years old, but that's still new to me. You know what I mean? And he's just getting all his looks in and like literally almost pushing in the AC, bro. And I'm terrified. So anyway, she's like, oh, calm down. But, you know, I mean, but what happened? Did something happen that you need us to come out there for? Can you call us when something happens? And I said, can a dead bitch pick up the phone?
If I'm dead, I can't call. No, you're
Dog,
right.
I was so upset.
You're
She's right, like, man, right. just give us a call if anything occurs, anything else. What else do you want me to say? This is the same thing that happened when my landlord told me that they only exterminate on the first of the month. I'm just going to just tell, just I'm just aggravated with Lower East Side right now. I love the neighborhood, but this is what happened. I had a cockroach call that nigga. He's like, oh, it's the 17th. We only come out on the 1st. I said, well, what if it's an emergency? He goes, well, how many cockroaches were there? I said, 75. There were 75. You're gonna come out now? Fuck. Like, what needs to happen for it to be an emergency?
One roach is not cause for an exterminator, bitch. Apparently, in New York City.
Well, I ain't never seen one.
Well, my friend had a rat in her house, and they said exterminator.
Stop. Jesus and Meryl were talking about how, you know, you gotta, like,
you gotta deal with it, bro. It's New York City. You're gonna deal with roaches, and you're gonna deal with rats. And if they're in your house, set a trap. That's what her... Super
Who
said.
Who the fuck gonna buy a trap?
Her super said buy a trap.
Bitch, I go to the trap for 5 minutes and I'm out. I don't set them up in my house. I don't know what that is. I listen to the music and I go there for other shit. I'm not putting one
That's
in my
the
house.
Only trap you know.
Well, anyway, so I still hear them going up and down, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm terrified and, you know, there's that neighbor that wants to fuck me. So I'm like, damn, I'm gonna have to get this nigga some pussy just to be alive. So I didn't know what to do. But anyway, the police ended up coming. And look, I think it was someone that lives there or maybe like an Airbnb because the fire escape was, no one ever pulled it down. They checked the cameras from across. No one ever pulled it down. So they must be living there and fucking with people. So anyway, I bought a bat. It's totally fine. My homeboy Eric taught me how to make like a flame thing with like hairspray and a lighter.
Oh my God.
So they just gonna be like, we not fucking with that hoe. She crazy. I slept like a baby last night with that shit, hoe. I was like, I had Tresemme and a lighter and my weed. It was great. Anyway, so I'm safe.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're safe and you're here because apparently one of our followers were like, what would the horrible decision listeners do
that
without
bitch,
you?
I literally...
That's what they said. She's literally sitting here ranting on Instagram. And one of our listeners were like,
R.I.P. Weezy, we'll miss you. Pussy hot, what? And then, hold on, no, but you got the nerve. Before I get here, I said, Mandy, I might be like 10 minutes late. Because I need to get this window fixed. They're going to, like, secure
it,
lock
it
down.
I was not here for it.
And she was like, well, okay, I mean, I don't understand why you couldn't have... I said, bitch, this is a priority. She's like, I understand what you're saying, but you're going to be late. Now you're going to be like, well, bitch, either I'm going to be late and alive or early and dead for the next one. God,
she wasn't
damn.
Trying to love you.
No one gives a fuck.
At all.
Like, I think I told Loverboy, and I was like, you know, oh my goodness, you're doing good. And he's like, were you naked? Nigga, what does it matter?
He don't want to know that another nigga out here seeing your ass naked. That's what it is.
Dog, I was so scared.
Well, speaking of,
I'm scared to tell my mom.
Well, speaking of naked, I'd like to go on a rant real quick. I went on this on my Instagram Live, and we've talked about this in detail before previously on the show, and you were against me sending them. So I have...
I'm not against you sending nudes. You know what I mean. I'm against
one.
You sending nudes
new
before
nigga.
You meet
gotcha.
Someone.
Gotcha.
And 3 days in. Regardless. Okay, whatever. I'm not going to be checking.
Irregardless. I have boycotted nudes. To the extent where I no longer take them, I no longer video them, I no longer
Why?
Do anything.
They're fine.
So I feel like
to
I'm talking
niggas?
All of them. All of them. I'm like, nigga, you better go in the details.
Why? They spread them around.
If you have an iPhone, go in the details and look at the shit I sent you about 6 months ago. That's
you got,
all
you
have to look at.
Recycle nudes. What
well, no,
do you mean? You
well,
don't need to make new material.
No, I get it.
You didn't get any new tattoos.
I get it.
Your
I
hair
get
is
it.
The same.
All of
bitch,
that. All
send
of that.
The same. You
no,
got
bitch.
The same pussy.
This is my problem.
Okay.
I now feel like I have relationships with inmates. They are not booking flights. I am not seeing them. They live all over the fucking world. And I feel like I'm just providing jack-off material with nothing in return. And I don't understand why these guys also not only want nudes, bro, they want a fucking production. So listen to this. Look, glasses are going on.
I just want to. I wish I had
some. Ladies, if you feel me. No, bro. Listen.
I told you.
I know. I'm just saying. So listen. When these niggas want a nude, they get a nude. Okay. This is when I was sending nudes. Then, if it was the pussy, they wanted to see the titties. If it was the titties, they wanted to see the ass. If it was the ass, they wanted to see the pussy. Now it's a production. If it was 10 seconds, I needed
and you're
longer.
The actress.
Bro, and I was not.
And full court pussy.
Listen, no fucking shit, okay? A full court of it. Because, bitch, I was like pulling the, you know, the juices.
Dude, I have some
like
recycled that shit that I take for life. Because, see, Loverboy, he's seen them all, right? And we got to keep doing this because long distance. Bro. So what I do when my period comes on, I got pre-pussy shit that I made. And he'd be like, send it to me. He'd be like, damn, you never get one, huh? I'd be like, nope, still just.
My point. They are no longer getting any of those. No recycled. No, y'all better loop the old shit.
I just want to say the date. It is September.
You don't believe me.
No, I don't. Absolutely
I
not.
Swear to God.
You also said you were going to be abstinent.
And I was.
Till
I
dick.
Am. I still am.
So you ain't getting no dick.
I mean, I've had one dick in the past
bitch,
2.5 months.
Bitch, you're not abstinent. You just
I mean, was just one dick. Me getting one
dude,
dick in 2.5 months.
You're aggravating me so much right now. Oh my God!
Listen,
you're not abstinent.
Listen, so
I have been abstinent. I fucked one guy.
So what happened?
What
was,
do you think?
He came to town.
Do you think if a drug addict said, "You know what? I shot up yesterday," but it's just the first time this year.
Fuck you.
Just a little crack. You know what I mean? It's not like it was bad. Just a little bit of crack. Just a little crack of lack. And next thing you know,
well, yeah, it's not like we had anal sex. We didn't do the whole shebang. But he was in town and. Bitch, if I showed you his picture, there is like no
but
not
you,
fucking
you did,
him.
So you had a dick in your pussy. That went on.
I did have dick.
Very
in my
abstinent.
Pussy.
Wow. Okay.
So guys, as of now, I am no longer doing the nude situation.
It is 9:20.
Yeah.
The date, September 20th. The time is 7:34. I'm going to give it.
Till what? Till I make a nude? What
are you
going
to be? Are you going to be honest though? Like
of
I was honest about.
What were you honest about? Are you honest?
You thought I was going to fuck. You know who.
Oh.
And because he moved to New York and I didn't.
And
I said I'm never going to give him no pussy while he's married. And did you actually buy me dinner?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
The dinner the day that we talked about this show.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to bet you this. I'm going to pay for 2 episodes. Me and Mandy switch on and off. If you don't send nudes by 11:20, it's 2 months.
You're giving me 2 months not to send nudes?
Yeah.
But what if I start dating somebody between that time?
You sent nudes, huh?
I feel like I'm setting up. That's setting me up for failure.
What's dating? Unless you got a boyfriend.
Lawyer Bay.
Is he your nigga?
He about to be, hopefully.
Okay, well, let's see.
We gonna see.
All right, I'll give you that. Then it's canceled. Then I ain't got to pay for shit. Deal is washed. All right. I like that. 11:20, because that pussy's going out. And I would love to just get in contact with a few of your niggas.
Oh, my God.
I'm doing a phone check. I'm doing a phone sweep. I'm doing a pussy sweep real quick.
Are we still going to have a guy on the show that you fucked? We've been waiting for that.
We could.
Okay, that would be interesting.
Actually, my dom, I've been talking back.
Oh, look. She got quiet because lawyer, babe.
Loverboy only listens when he's like, did you talk about me on this one? So I'll just tell him I didn't. Yeah, I haven't talked to him.
So you've been talking back to an old guy and...
Listen, I saw him the other day and he was all 6'7" of that British glory. And I...
British glory, Jesus Christ.
Passed him in the street and he's like, have you been? I was like, I'm doing great. But Blake's like, yeah, so you have a podcast, congrats. And then the next thing out of his mouth was, have you been a good little whore? And I was like, no. So... I don't know. You know what? We had a discussion with James. I'm not sure which episode will air first, but you know, you guys are right. I'm not fucking any other dudes, and I let him fuck girls. So I think it's my time to just
to go out and fuck. Well, speaking of, I guess this will get us into.
I'm not doing an open relationship, right?
Clearly, I don't think you know how that really works.
Because I'm an emo hoe.
You have your own relationship. It's not open. It's not swinging. We don't know what your relationship is.
Bitch,
just
I don't even know.
It's anyway. A situationship.
Go fuck yourself.
Anyways, we're going to go ahead and get into our kink of the week this week. And this word, some of you guys may have heard, but may not know what it means. So we're going to talk about it. And we got a little story. So this week's kink of the week is cuckold. Cuckold, the definition is a sexual inadequate husband who accepts his wife's pussy is her sole property, and she alone decides which men she will fuck, even if it means denying her husband. His only access to her pussy is to clean of the ejaculate of males.
That's not true with cuckolding, I think. But now
maybe
do...
not that last part, but having another man.
Now, I used to like watching cuckolding videos just because of the like dominance in the woman and the power the woman gets by it. I don't really like it because black men are very fetishized in cuckolding lately. You find black men fucking white dudes' wives, and I just hate it. They always got to make it this big black nigga thing, and I just don't like it. But there is some where I've seen the dudes have eat the cum out the bitch.
Pussy, yeah.
Right. Now, I don't think cuckolding always has to be this thing that's gay.
Well, no, it's crazy because a lot of the cuckolding that I watch, especially on Pornhub, which is clearly my go-to, if it's the black guy and the white guy, a lot of it is watching, but the girl will force sometimes
him to suck his dick. My cuckolding wasn't like that, even though I feel like he would have let it go that far. It was with restaurant guy. And he wanted to watch me fuck another dude. And so I did, but it was on video. And then I came to his house and had him lick up the condom taste.
But
ashamed. I haven't said that story in so long. We only said that on the 6 episodes. I feel like, you know, niggas forgot that shit. And I'm just moved on from my whole
Now, would
face.
That be cuckolding considering he actually wasn't present?
Well, that was like my mini cuckolding thing. But I got cuckolded myself. And that was intense. I was seeing somebody... sorry, it's like kind of weird. So at the time he was having this like very dominant role, and I loved it, and you know, right. I like watching anyway. So he knew a girl, and he goes, why don't we invite her over and I'll fuck her and you watch? And I was like, okay, well, like, how, like,
so this is like almost reverse cuckold then.
Yeah, but you can find female cuckolding videos. Not a lot, it's not very popular, but I super enjoyed it. They both told me I couldn't touch myself while I was watching. There was one point where they were talking a little too much shit to me, and I started getting aggravated. So right when that happened, I was like, nah,
you're so
somebody.
Emotional. I couldn't imagine
Shut
being
the fuck
in the
up.
Fucking bedroom with you. Jesus
So anyway,
Christ.
The cuckolding, the reason I said it got a little wild was because he wanted me to taste her off of him. That was hot.
Oh.
Yeah. So he was like, oh, come taste it, blah, blah, blah. That was sexy. Actually, when I was dating my dom and it was like that.
It's funny because
they would make me the submissive girl.
It's funny because I don't always want to bring race into this, but when it comes to I think black men with the masculinity we haven't really discussed, but I feel like them seeing another man pleasing their wife is something completely different than what we normally see in porn with the white man being pleased by the black dick.
Right.
I think it's fetishized.
Toxic masculinity is a big thing in the black community because we have no other choice. Like, I mean, maybe white men can feel like they don't have to have that guard up all the time, but our community does, so I think it's completely understandable. I mean, it does start to trickle down into other issues that maybe me and you have where we can't do fingers in the ass or whatever because they're too nervous about it, but, oh, here's our guest.
No, this isn't even our guest.
Oh, fuck.
Look, Mark is still late, y'all. Where he at?
You know what? It's
2 minutes? 1,000%.
Let's see.
Do you want to say hi right. to our Do you want to say hi to our listeners?
He said 8 minutes, 4 minutes ago. So
okay. So well.
So
let's
that
go
2 minutes. Then.
I want y'all to meet. I want y'all to meet Vane though, because. So, can I introduce you as a?
Did you guys fuck?
As what?
No, we have not fucked. Talk on the mic. Say hi to everyone.
Why he made a face like you guys are close? To fuck. Did you ever pussy on your phone?
What?
I've never sent you my pussy, right? No, I had to
why
double check.
Send me an unsolicited pussy.
That's what I'm saying. I had to double
bitch,
check.
You weren't sure.
I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember.
How do you guys know each other?
Oh God, years from what? Twitter? Like my blog days. So can I share how I know? Like
maybe my guess.
Oh, this is getting good.
No, it actually is. Can I mention that?
I don't watch Love and Hip Hop, so we don't have to have that.
No,
nigga
this isn't
on.
Really
on,
Love
and
Hip Hop.
I'm not on Love.
I know, no. But I'm saying our guest is. I don't watch it, so fuck it.
So everyone who knows me knows that I had a sports blog.
Yeah.
I don't play sports anymore.
He doesn't play. Well, he wasn't even on there for sports at all.
You look like you played baseball.
I did. That's what I
did. Are you serious? Really?
I played college baseball.
That doesn't count. All right. That's not professional.
We're so shady.
Move the mic towards your mouth. So I actually did a story on him because the first time
you did
of me.
A story on me?
I did. Can I share about that story? Yeah, he's like, well, I want to share it anyways.
What's your name?
Vane.
And what can they follow? Well, I did it.
No, these hoes gonna want to look you up because we always believe.
I'm Vane Stars on Twitter.
Vane Stars on Twitter.
Money earning on Instagram.
So if you guys
now
have
what
not
sport
heard,
did you play?
Well, no, it has nothing to do with sports. It's even better than that. So if you guys haven't heard his name before, I first actually saw him because I saw his dick. It's all over the internet.
Can we see it now?
You want to see
that's
it?
That's not the first time you've seen.
Like, well, that's the first time I've seen your dick.
Some news were involved. That's why you both looked confused. Okay, let's get to the story. I'm sorry.
So he actually had a sex tape, not officially leaked.
I have a sex tape.
Who'd you find?
Close. Do you want to share?
Nah, I don't.
Oh, I can say? So this is Drea's ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
And so I guess, I don't know where you
kind of Drea had a sex tape?
Yes.
Do I just not
and
give a fuck about anything?
And his dick is just like super big. Like in the screenshots, it's super big. And so I was just, you never sent me a dick pic though,
How many
you?
Years ago was that?
How many years ago was that? Five. Nah, four? Five?
It was 2000. It was like 2014.
Did we get to see her name?
Yeah. Oh, her pussy's all out too. That's pretty great. So now what are you doing?
You haven't made it unless somebody puts a sex tape on
I mean, I think that's, I thought he was kind of famous then. I was like, shit.
I don't want to be famous. I don't want no sex tapes.
I don't either. Like, I want this podcast to go, but not enough to where like my asshole playing videos come out.
You got videos?
Oh, she has videos and shares them. So I don't know.
I'm in like a long distance thing right now. So like, yeah, like we're practicing anal because I've never done it. Well, now I have, but I mean, I'm just like, I'd be like showing like, oh my God, I'm going to stretch my ass for you, boo. And I'm just waiting for
that. So our last guest we had was, well, one of our guests was Lethal Lips. And she's like, yes, girl, this is the butt plug that I put in my ass to get ready for.
It's sparkly and cute and I'm proud of it.
She brought it with her up here?
She has the video in her phone.
I mean, it's not inside of me today, but the video is there. Yeah. Anyway, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that was kind of...
How did you not know she didn't... I mean, I guess everybody was making a blog about you. So how would you know about you specifically?
What, were you on a lot of blogs when that happened? Or it got viral.
Was your face in it?
Was it in there?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's how people knew it was you?
I mean...
Y'all were openly dating at the time, right, though? Like, I know she had you on her Instagram and vice versa. Yeah.
Did someone take it from you? Like, how did it leak?
I actually don't know. Like, you know, I don't know. I was in my own little situation, so I wasn't...
It wasn't revenge porn or anything like that?
What's in my situation mean? Like, you had a girl.
Nah, I was actually going through a whole nother type of situation, so it's like I didn't want any of that type of stuff, you know? And it's like... I actually stopped it for even going even further. Like,
how?
Because the screenshots is one thing. But, like, you know, like, they were, when people were contacting me for the actual footage, you know, like, I was like, no. And if y'all try to do anything with anything, like, I'm not okaying anything, you know?
Now, how? Because, like, that makes me really curious. Because people's sex tapes leak and stuff like that. Like, you're telling people no, but, like, they leak anyway. Like, how do
you? Well, the people that are contacting me are actually, like TMZs. And right, stuff like that. So it's like, they're not going to do that if you don't want it. You know, they're not going to put nothing out that
if you tell them no.
Sign off of. Yeah.
Really?
People that
wait, that can't be right.
Really?
People don't realize this, that if their stuff is on TMZ, they're allowing it to be.
No way.
Kim's tape, it got leaked, but then they decided we capitalize.
Okay.
She made profits off of Vivid or whoever.
Yeah, Vivid bought it for like what?
I mean, your pussy already out there. I guess you like
when you're dealing with like TMZ and stuff like that, like. One of the parties have to sign.
I mean, they're huge. Well, Harvey's a fucking lawyer, right?
Yeah, they're very meticulous because like we had a conversation and they were like, you know, it wasn't going.
So, are you and her still friends? Did it cause any rift between you two when
that
happened?
No, we already weren't friends by that time. Like,
does she think you did it to her?
She, we still have like mutual. Like, of course, we saw like a lot of the same friends.
A lot of the same friends, right?
Like. You know, her friends, she didn't actually, from what I understand, she didn't know. She thought her stuff got hacked and then it became.
Because you know somebody's character, you're not going to think they did it to you.
She thought, right. I mean.
And if you got something to lose.
Well, yeah, I mean, she, at that time, you know, she had a new relationship and all that stuff. So she was, you know, she was, whoever was to blame, she was going through any avenue. It went from, I think my stuff is hacked. Oh, he did. How could he do this? And I'm like, you know, I don't. who I want to sex date with you.
It's so crazy to hear that side, especially with the leaking.
What do you think would be your price of like letting a sex tape leak?
I got a price, but
you have a. What is your price?
But it just was.
So for that sex tape, especially because she is who she is, like what would be the price you would want to have it okay to sell? And then I'm gonna ask you.
It wasn't good enough. That's not like
Oh, it wasn't a good sex tape. So you wanted to recreate it?
Out of all the sex we've had, it was not one of
the best performances.
It was just a random.
Oh, so you wanted to put like a Mimi Faust and make your own shit
and have the whole.
I'm just saying it wasn't the great, like the longest, greatest angles. Like it was like she had set up her laptop,
and
it was just there like you go. It was some regular shit. Like it wasn't like a performance thing. It was like some real.
I hope I never. I mean, I probably won't. But I just hope I'm never famous.
If you were to have a sex tape leak, what would be the price that you would want to it's okay?
I'm going to say minimum, this, but I want you to understand where this comes from.
Okay.
All right, working in corporate America, I understand that I cannot receive another job. So I would need to get paid 10-year salary before people forget about it. So it would be $1 million.
Okay.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
What would yours be?
If I were to have a sex tape, I think because I'm really good with investments and shit, I feel like I could capitalize off of anything, even with a small amount.
I believe
like,
my company would fire me for that.
Right. So 10 years, 100, like a million.
Yeah.
Nothing under a million.
And that's the thing. It's like, I feel like people listen to this and be like, but you're nobody. Like, I get it, but like, that really is my minimum.
Oh, but that's my thing.
However,
my
we also said we would take 25 grand to get shit on. But
my sex tape, I'm sure would have somebody in it. So I am a hoe, but that's fine. But it's also
mean that from a place of love, not whore phobia.
But what's funny is I do have a lot of stuff that I have done with the book, with the blog. I also like have shot pilots for reality TV. So it's also been to where I haven't really recorded even having sex with anyone unless they also had something to lose as well. So I haven't made too many videos with people who I feel like have a one up on me or like aren't as popping.
Wait. Let's just take it back for a second. Let's just assume basketball player. You think they have less to lose than you?
No, but that's what I'm saying. I want someone to feel like they have something to lose so they wouldn't want it leaked either. So if I have recorded with
somebody. What's your price, ho? Stop trying to make
me spunky. I said a million, bitch. You way behind, ho. I'd have said a million, bitch. I'll take a million on that ho and invest that shit real quick.
All right. Now, what if someone just offers you a quick 250 cash, no tax taken out, pussy got to be out there with your tattoos. You taking it or not? But no face.
But my tattoos tell
me. You a ho, bruh.
I'm not fucking having a sex tape for 250, bro.
Yes, you are.
No, I need a little bit more than that. Oh, guys. You're so cute. Our guest is here.
I know what you looked like. Yeah.
Our guest is here. All CP time, an hour and 50 minutes late.
No, this is New York City time.
No. Oh, we're doing hugs. We're doing hugs.
They're going to wonder what's going on.
Right. We're doing hugs in here. And so this is your mic. I guess we'll go ahead and introduce our guest.
You know, all I know about you is that you were dating two bitches, but I get it now.
He has to be in L.A. Is this what y'all do in L.A.? Dap everyone up when you enter a room? Like, this is real hospitable of you.
I think that's real Southern, though. So,
is it Southern? Are you from the South? Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
I looked up. Yeah. I looked up his bio.
Yeah.
I Wikipedia Joe ass. Okay, so guys, we have Marcus Black in the studio from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I guess, do you want to... We actually played your song in the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, I missed it.
You missed all... Nigga, you don't miss about.
You missed a goddamn lot.
It said better late than
we
never,
were talking
though,
about my asshole.
We done talked about sex tapes.
Yeah.
We done talked about sending nudes. You're a little late on the
Fuck it, let's jump in it. How much is your sex tape going for? Because you're pretty cute. I'd buy it.
I'd buy your sex tape.
But would you make one with me?
Oh.
You see?
Oh, it gets tricky.
No, I'm in an open relationship, but we were just discussing. Because yeah. I work in corporate America, I'd lose my job, so I'd have to.
Like, it had to be a lot of money.
I'd have to turn into a star tender.
So you turned down $250?
Just taking it. I'm turning down $250. I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that. Shut
you
the fuck
up.
We're going to have to get your mic turned on, too, when he gets in here. Can you turn on his mic? I think that one's turned off. So, Marcus, do you want to go ahead and, I guess, let our listeners know what you do? Because we're going to talk about your ass a little bit more.
I want to do whatever y'all trying to do. That's what I came for.
Look at your voice. You're going to get panties wet just listening to you.
I really totally get it. Because you know what? There's a lot of niggas that I let fuck me over, and they looked like you.
Damn. I probably fuck you over too. I ain't going to lie to you.
Shit. You did a lot of fucking over. We going to talk about that goddamn shit.
Yeah, I ain't shit neither.
So what we like to do when we have guests on, we normally like to start with an icebreaker.
Yo.
So we're going to play. Yep, you're good. We're hearing. We're going to play a Have You Ever.
Okay.
Exciting. Okay. Just a little bit. Yeah. So the first question I have, and you can think.
I hope
y'all
don't think I'm boring or something like that. If I don't.
Just a little. I mean, you're probably boring to us because we a little lit and nasty.
All right. Well, let's see.
You made TV. You should be all right.
So we're gonna start off PG. Right. Have you ever been caught in the act?
Yes.
You have.
Yes.
By her boyfriend or your mom?
Mom's.
Wait. Were you living with your mom?
Nah.
Okay.
Wait,
how did you get caught by your mom if you weren't living with her?
So can my mom be visiting me by any chance?
Okay.
I just assumed you were a kid at this time.
Nah.
You were grown and this happened.
Yeah, I was on some slick shit. Mom was looking for some middle of the day.
Did she know the girl?
Yeah.
So she knew her.
I mean, do y'all watch Love and Hip Hop?
I do. So okay. Don't worry, I got a question.
So you know my last situation now.
Are we finna get down?
All right.
Oh, because so we got some real questions, honey. We got some real shit. All right. Do you have a have you ever for him?
Yeah.
Because I know we always
our
ask.
Favorite one.
Your co-host didn't do homework then.
Yeah. No, well, that's the thing. Though. I don't think you really need to do homework.
We could do some classwork if you're interested.
Look, Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I knew he was gonna walk in shooting at her.
Oh, what? I'm sure.
I know his style.
Stop, because I haven't had sex in 2 months. It's fucking me up. So
our favorite go-to question is, have you ever...
No. What? I don't know what you think. I know mine.
Okay, go ahead and ask yours.
All right. Would you rather eat ass or lick toes?
Look, we done went from have you ever...
I like both.
Oh, you lick ass and eat toes? And yes. Suck toes?
Yeah, with pleasure.
But which one's your... Like, if you had to pick...
I probably go to the ass before I go to the feet.
That's what we say. We say that all the time.
Now, do you prefer?
I don't necessarily prefer either.
Okay, that's.
I like my feet rubbed. I don't necessarily like my toes sucking my ass. That's like a no fly zone.
I'm actually
not even interested in my ass being grabbed. You know, but okay. I get it.
Even when you're on top.
I'm not interested in that. It actually completely distract me.
And you go soft?
I mean, the feet distract me.
When someone starts touching my feet and talking about
them. I'll kick a nigga in the face. I don't want my motherfucking toes.
That's a whole lot of titties in this room.
We covered.
You got the most.
These are covered on.
A horrible decision. Right,
you know,
man, I'm all for it.
I'm all for it.
You already know how we rock it. Hey, yo, when I was in grade school, we had this group called Penn State and stuff for pussy eating nasty niggas sucking titties, ass toes, and everything.
Penn State. Say that one more time.
Penn State and it's still for pussy eating nasty niggas. Sucking titties, ass, toes, everything.
That's pretty fucking nasty. Our other guest was downstairs, sorry.
Yeah. You was a part of that.
Actually, you know what's crazy? When I actually got like joined like my little crew, I actually was a virgin still. I was flexing, but then soon after.
When did you lose your virginity?
I was actually late. I was 18.
Oh wow. What about you, Vane?
7.
I'm from New York.
I'm from
New York. I was 12 years old.
Lost it to an older chick?
No, she was my age.
Is that normal for guys to lose their virginity early? I don't know.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's no normal. My situation was a little different though.
Okay. So I guess we are gonna go ahead and get into the horrible decision for this week.
I'm trying to get into something.
Here you go. You bad news. I can
you know
tell.
What? I want to go off track for a second because I just feel like you got a whole story. Okay. So, let me just go with this. We have an outline and I'm going off track. She's
going
mad.
So off track.
But I just really want to know because you sound nasty. So horrible decisions to us. Like I accidentally peed in dude's bed. She pissed in a nigga's mouth. Whatever. Crazy ass stories, right? Would you eat the bitch's pussy in a strip club? Crazy shit. We
you
talk
ate
about
pussy
that.
In a strip club.
I ate two bitches' pussy in tootsies.
The same night?
At Tootsies. Right. Tootsies to do that to you.
Yeah. And there was probably more semen on the floor. All right, you know what? Let me take my judgment out.
Please!
It's stories that could either be embarrassing or really sexy or nasty, whatever. What is, like, the one that's coming to your head right now? What's your biggest horrible decision?
Good question.
Maybe a day you fucked three different people they never knew or, like, crazy orgy or anything you could think of.
I mean, sheesh.
Right, you threw it at him.
I mean, look at the...
She ain't throw it at me how I thought she would throw it at me, though. let me see. I don't recall.
Are you not nasty?
I don't really make mistakes.
Have you had a threesome?
Not a mistake, but like a sexy moment.
Just a sexy moment that comes to mind.
Like one of your best sex stories, one of your craziest sex stories.
You know, I wasn't prepared for that. Can we come back to that?
Yeah. Listen, what are we going to do? I'm going to tell mine. While he thinks of one.
Okay,
I got a good one.
It wasn't the tape? Okay.
Nah, there is no tape. Right. Tape never happened. That's not real.
So what's your nastiest?
It's a fun moment to relive as far as just the situation. You know, it was an older chick I was trying to get for a while. She was, you know, you're too young in me. She was doing that, you know, playing that game with me for a while.
What's older?
Well, at the time, I was about 22, and she was about 35. So, when I was 22, you know, that's you. 35 is...
Don't do me.
She loved young
days. 35 when you're 22 is like...
Wow. Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, no, that's so, a lot.
And, you know, she hit me one night, and she's late night.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm excited.
You knew what it was for.
Yeah, I got excited. It was around 2 o'clock. You know, L.A. clubs close at 2. I was excited. You know, she's like, I'm drunk. I'm like, cool. Sent them my address, come to the crib, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She comes, you know, I clean up, light the candles, you know, older women, you know, you gotta set it up, right?
Now I'm embarrassed, I do that shit.
You know, I love it.
But you don't do it with younger guys.
Yeah. I do it if I'm gonna get spanked, choked. I still like candles. I feel like you can't just...
Candles is a vibe.
Yeah,
always.
It's a vibe.
But if I come over, please have some candles.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, I bring it to my room, obviously. So she gets down to her thong and get to the bed, and she does one of those, like, rollover... type go to sleep ones, but I'm like
stick your ass up
with
in
the
air.
Ass but right
me,
by
I'm
the
not like move. Me, I'm Got not it. Like me. I don't like to like be too
aggressive,
thirsty, or aggressive. So I kind of just like lay, you know, got in bed, just kind of like
that's very gentlemanly or very young. I can't pick which one right
me
now.
Me neither.
Well, it's like, you know, I don't like to be too, you know, I don't like to grab the pussy.
What
I
made
like to, you know,
what
I
made
like to,
this?
Thank you, Donald. Thank you for not wanting to grab.
Yeah,
the
I don't want
to
grab it. I want it to be given to me. You know, I like it to be given to me.
Okay.
So, you know, I really just kind of like got in my boxes and just put my journal on her back to let her know I was around.
Put it on her back, okay.
To let her know I was around. Let her know I was here.
And what made this better
Not
than
really
any
tripping.
Other time?
Well, you know, so we got into it. You know, obviously turned around, we got into it. So, you know, me, I'm like, I had a small window, like, you know.
When you said small, I was like.
No. I mean a small window to
window.
Like. To get,
window.
To get to it. You know, like, I was trying to capitalize before, you know. Whatever.
Okay.
So I went straight to go eat the pussy. Like, immediately went straight down, kissing on the, you know, belly button, right, taking, you know, right around the,
how do you
mm-hmm. the thigh. So,
mm-hmm. All right.
So, you know, long story short, I'm, you know, I'm giving a really good head. And, you know, I had two dresses on the side of my bed, and that's where the candles were. So, you know, she's squirming everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's squirming everywhere.
You feel like I know where this is going.
He poured the wax on her.
No, something set on fire.
Yeah.
No!
It happened to me.
Yeah, she's squirming everywhere in the bed. I actually, like, look up. Like, I look up because she's moving, so I'm trying to get control of it. You know, like.
Oh,
you know, like
my God.
And I noticed it, but I didn't think nothing of it because I was like, nah, that's not going to happen.
Could you smell it? Is that what it was?
No, I literally watched because she, you know, she was a black chick. So literally, she must have had hairspray in it because it went.
Oh no!
Shit!
Like it shot up.
That's my greatest.
Like it shot up, like this. I was like, oh, she was like, oh, and then
Did you guys finish?
No, it was like we laughed. we laughed for a long time, and we like the mood kind of got interrupted, and we kind of
wouldn't
just
fuck me up.
You would keep fucking if your hair caught on fire?
I did.
Oh God, this is a Michael Jackson moment.
What am I going to do? Go home?
I went to bed horny that night.
I'm just saying. Like,
I was about to say,
things are going to happen during sex.
But we laughed about it. It was you know, we kept it between us. Yeah, I'll never reveal her name and all that type of stuff. But like,
we weren't asking for it.
Yeah, I'm just
probably 107 now.
Yeah. It's just a great funny story to me that I laugh about.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, there's really nothing that can embarrass me. I've never farted during sex, so like that could be the worst.
Well, I told you I was eating pussy and she farted on my face and I kept going. So
we talked about that. If that's the nasty that y'all talking about, I am no longer interested. Because let me tell you something. I don't play none of them games. Like if once I fuck with you, I'm with all the shit. However, I smell anything. Listen, shorty, it's a wrap.
Well, that's the thing. It didn't really smell, so I was just like,
dude, that's my greatest fear. That is like my greatest. I would never.
Nah. You trying to say yourself right now? But you.
Well, no. We already talked about this on the show before.
No, in a way, she farted and she didn't smell.
She did not smell. We were having a foursome. She did not smell.
You may not know, but like, you may not even hear it. But there's time where like air, like you pulling someone's ass, air is coming out.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and I'm not. You know,
I don't have the same face, but she farted, and I was like, okay. We're just gonna keep going and doing this.
You're
like,
a savage.
I'm not gonna lie, I can do it.
You're a terrorist.
That's fine.
Because women, woman, listen, you know I'm a fucking uber feminist. I still couldn't do it.
That's fine.
You're like, I'm gonna still eat pussy.
I mean, it did smell, and she had a fat ass, and it was great.
What's the worst? I mean, that's really the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me during sex. Oh, I answered a FaceTime call on accident.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does. And yeah. It's that dude that you used to fuck. And you could hear the noise. And I'm just like, I am so sorry, Brian, but this was Jason and I gotta go. That was bad.
So I have a question for you because I read an article and it said that you're not an actor. So apparently everything that happened on Love & Hip Hop was that real. Because that's what I want to get into, because that's our horrible decision for this show, and I want to talk about...
Yeah, that might have been a horrible decision.
No, it was. So I want to discuss, from a male point of view, you were going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. You weren't... I guess you were dating while you were separated. What did you tell these women? Clearly, you weren't upfront with them. What goes through a man's mind if he's still married and chooses to go out and date women? Why is that something that isn't disclosed?
That wasn't the case in my scenario.
Okay, so explain.
So,
I'm trying not to roll my eyes.
Listen, you move your hand, you uncover your face, and we're gonna get through this together. All right, so look.
Yeah.
So, the paralegal who was helping me with my divorce, she obviously knew I was married.
Clearly she did, right?
Right, okay. And then Brooke knew I was married also. Here's the thing, when I first shot at Brooke, we was all like, it was all systems go, we was rolling. Then about 2 weeks in, I'm like, I still got paperwork. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We've been separated 2 years, but I still got paperwork. She put the wall up, boom. So over the next couple of months, I'm trying to get through the wall, no pun intended, or maybe pun intended.
Right.
Trying to just get through it, you know what I mean? And I'm working my way through, and then, I told her that the divorce was finalized, and I thought it was.
Though you had someone legally on your side helping you, how did you not know if it was or if it wasn't?
So what happened was my daughter's mom filed on me.
Okay.
She filed on me. She served me, and then she filed on me. Then I found out the paperwork wasn't filed. I've never been through a divorce before. Have you?
No.
What about you?
No. We haven't.
What I'm saying is it
understood.
Rookie mistake. I didn't know what to look for. I didn't know like what I should have, like she said, like my daughter mom said, okay, by this date, if you don't respond, okay, it'll be done.
Okay.
I was like, all right, it's a wrap.
Okay.
And I ain't respond, you know what I'm saying? You take that, you know what I mean? I'm gonna go on about my business, we'll be all right. Yeah. So
I then think it's I an found annulment. That's
so,
what you're talking about.
So mm-hmm. so then when I but then here's where I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found out that it wasn't done and I didn't tell her that it wasn't finalized.
Okay. Now aside from that, both of these women felt like they were your girlfriends. What were you as a man doing to make both of them feel like
they were... My issue isn't the married part, because I sincerely believe that separated is separated. When feelings are detached, they're detached. But dating two women at the same time and not telling them.
Yeah,
and then they met up.
I have non-monogamous relationships, three-way relationships.
You don't watch Love
and Hip Hop. I don't. No. But yeah. I'm asking, like, how did that part go?
Was it that, oh, it was terrible. That. They fucking had a meet-up.
No, with you.
No, that didn't... That shit
was fucking trash. I'm not asking anything regarding the show.
When you realize you started liking two different women, then what do you do from there?
That wasn't what happened. And that's why I say you're not watching the show.
All right, fine.
But it's okay. We can work through it.
So what happened? Because both of these women were out publicly claiming you to their friends.
So let me tell you something. This stuff that didn't make the TV, there was girls that DM Brooke. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Why you da-da-da with my nigga? Listen, bitch, I don't fuck with you, and you know that. You know that for sure. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Now, Brooke, I was very serious about that, and I wanted that, you know. But Jay, that was more... Now, I'm guilty for leading her on, you know what I'm saying, and to believe that there was a possibility that we could take this somewhere. But I was just trying to... You know what I'm saying?
How'd you do that? Like, what do you think?
I was really trying to finesse my way around these legal fees.
But what do you think you're guilty for? What'd you do specifically that made her feel that way, you think? Because a lot of women...
She made it clear that she was interested in the possibility of us dealing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? After my divorce was final. After the divorce was final, she wants to... She was very clear that she wanted to be more. I didn't shut that down, even though I didn't tell. See, this is what
Jesus Christ.
No, look. This is what niggas feel
right.
comfortable. I'm trying to give you some real game right here.
I want to know this gray area.
I felt comfortable. Like, shit, I didn't say yeah. I didn't say we can move forward.
Situationship.
But I didn't say.
This is that gray area.
I ain't say no.
See, that's the difference. So you didn't even play the bullshit game. Like, yeah, sure.
But
never said like yeah.
What I did tell her was, you know, I always
yeah.
It's tricky. I'm very real. So like I started talking to her. I used to talk to her back in like 2010.
Okay.
You feel me? So over the years it's like, you know, it wasn't really space and opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Like early on it was like I always, like, before I married my daughter mom, I was always with my daughter mom.
Right.
And so we just, the space wasn't there. And so it's like, and so when she was like, yo, we never had the opportunity to, you know, to see what we could be. I'm like, yeah, we didn't.
Were these pillow talk conversations, or were they like real, like we're having dinner, like talking face to face? Or were these just things?
It was at Starbucks.
Okay.
I don't think it wasn't dinner.
So were you sending her clearly both of them, like I said, was claiming you to their friends. Were both of them getting the good morning text? Were both of them getting the good night text? Were both of them being laid up with you? Like, that's when females think that they're in a relationship and the guy may think they're not.
No laying up, baby.
No laying up.
It's one that, listen, the one that you see on TV with me that mm-hmm. I'm trying to get, Brooke, mm-hmm. that's the one that I put all my energy into.
Right. And that's no longer... What is your situation with her now? Because I saw you post the Instagram picture of y'all on the flight, but she's also been pretty much booed up with Booby.
That's what you saw her booed up?
Ooh. No, on the show, she's definitely been booed up with Booby. Absolutely.
I was just checking. I was trying to...
Oh, no, listen, I wasn't. That, yeah. You so, ain't got to catch
so,
me.
I'm so in love with that reaction.
Mandy, she watches.
And Booby's a good friend of mine. So we've talked a lot about just... the show in general. That's why I was asking you, like, what's real, what's not.
Yeah.
And so I saw you post the picture of you and her on your way, I assume, here to New York for the reunion show.
Yeah.
And so where are y'all at now?
Well, listen, first of all, let me tell you something. You ever been to Vegas?
Absolutely. Of course.
I advise you always bet on black.
What does that mean?
Mark is black.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't take no L's. I don't care what it look like. I always win at the end. I'm always in the front. Did y'all?
Weezy is not here for these.
And I'm
fucking
about to
answers.
Get one ass bitch, and I couldn't pick that
I'm
up.
Just saying, like, did y'all
ask how y'all didn't get that one?
I didn't hear you say bet on black. I didn't hear you say bet.
Bet on
black. Did I hear
bet on black?
Honey, yeah. I guess you're a rapper. We had to come out with a line.
No, but you got to understand if y'all watching the show. I was flat out wrong. Cool?
Absolutely. I'm glad you admit that.
So she went out of her way. She told him, listen, I want to make him jealous. He said, cool, I'm your man. You were a pawn to piss me off. And I got pissed the fuck off.
Yeah.
I was hot. I was embarrassed by that.
I was embarrassed that you allowed both of them to argue in front of you, and you just sat there and didn't say shit.
No, they didn't argue in front of me.
When she brought Jade in, I guess, and she man, did you not only that, for someone who was running your legal fees, mm-hmm. why did you not feel the need to be respectful to her as even someone who's doing your business?
Can I help out with
this? Yeah, like, I watched that scene and got annoyed.
When your girl and the person you really love comes in the room and takes over, you don't choose nobody's side. You stay out the way.
I haven't seen it, but I'm going to give you that one.
Because this is the thing.
As much as hurting women is hurting women, if you're really being truthful and saying that she kind of knew it wasn't shit, why am I going to stick up for you now when I want this person?
Yo, I don't know.
Here's the play. It's really simple, okay? If you and I are dealing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you and I, we dealing right now. I don't know what you're all on your phone.
Because we have questions.
I just wanted your attention. I think you're pretty.
I got your attention.
All right, so listen. If you and I, even if it's a flirtatious situation, mm-hmm. let's say we dealing, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. But you know what this is over here. And even if you act like you didn't know, I was very clear to you about what this is.
Okay.
So at the point where you actually run into her, because you actually been out here telling people, that's where you made your mistake, by telling people that you were my girl.
Right.
That's where you screwed yourself. Because right. I can't even have your back now. Because you got the nerve to sit here and look Brooke in her face, and you know that's where my focus at.
Right.
And tell her, you're my girl, and you know we never ever had that conversation.
But you also said you knew that she wanted more, right. And you left it gray area. Right.
But she is out here putting claim tickets on bags that ain't hers.
Listen, I think a lot of females do that.
That's why she got parked.
Gotta stop.
So why, if you know that you're leading a woman on, why does that not stop? Is it the pussy? Is it like you enjoy the feelings?
Y'all women lead men on every day. It's part of the mating game.
Yeah.
Vane, thank you for the interview. But we got a lot of female listeners that want to know why men do this.
Yeah,
and this is a genuine question.
Why do men What's the point of leading a woman on?
You just don't want anybody else to fuck her?
I just told you my point.
No.
Your point. Like, this is in general. This is.
I was finessing around these legal fees.
No. Okay. Not this.
Okay, so you had. But aside from that situation, and
I personally don't do that.
You don't lead women on.
No. Nah, girls lead niggas on. If a nigga's dealing with a girl, he want that. We don't lead, like, niggas don't typically lead girls on. Girls lead niggas on every day. And I don't even feel like it makes sense that females have questions about why do y'all lead people on.
I'm a little confused. So you're saying men are getting let on and heartbroken that bitches ain't wifing them?
Right.
I don't know what you just said.
You just said women are leading men on.
It happens. You don't believe that happens?
Far more than men lead women on.
Far more than men lead women on. So you mean to tell me that in everyday situations, mm-hmm. that men are the ones out here running behind women, acting crazy? I mean, you are like the forefront right now in Love & Hip Hop for letting two women let this happen to. Have we ever seen two men on Love & Hip Hop fight? Or is it generally social?
We see niggas fight on Love & Hip Hop all the time.
Right, but over women?
Especially New York.
Over women.
Okay, listen. What I'm saying is social norms. When we're watching TV, reality TV, are we watching two men fight over women?
Hold on. Listen. First of all, if shout out to Lil Boo Boo, because the nigga actually handled himself very well. Because I'm a solid nigga. I'm not never finna go there with no nigga
right.
about no female. Because that's what y'all do. Y'all choose. And he felt the same way. You feel me? So, but if we was anything less than solid niggas regarding this situation, you would have saw us fight. And Brooke led him the fuck on. And y'all saw it. She sent him way off.
But you are saying the majority of women and leading men on to what? Thinking what? They're not fucking another nigga?
I think your opinion is invalid, being that you don't watch the show and you didn't
witness.
I'm talking about you're not witnessing him get let someone else get, a woman
this, honestly, I'm on. Not I'm not even talking about your the personal show? Situation. You both just said that women lead men on more than men lead women on.
I'm not gonna say more. I think it happens.
But you did.
You think it's the same?
I'm still saying more.
Okay.
You gotta understand. Look. So listen. A woman's number one need is security. That's number one for a female.
Would you agree with that?
A man's number one need is respect. I don't need, listen, for my, if by chance I have resources that I'm willing to give you and all you got to do is allow me to feel like I got a shot, most of y'all going to do it. That's a fact. Because that's a fact.
What do you mean security?
So I'm talking about financial security. If so, you feel like if you feel like it's a young nigga, listen, first of all, let me tell you something. Y'all side, hold on. Y'all side, y'all entertain all the ugly basketball players, rappers, and football players for a check.
Wait.
These are facts.
Let me tell you the show you came on.
Right.
So we wanted to make this show. Mm-hmm. We both work in corporate America.
Yeah, actually.
We wanted to make this show.
You look beautiful tonight, by the way.
Thank you.
I want to sit my own down real quick. I want to dial back.
We're going to dial back.
I want to tell you, we wanted to make this show to show that women are really out here making moves in their lives and doing things and can still be sexual free beings. So that might be why it's hard to believe that women are really out here that thirsty for niggas and playing a bunch of them. Mm. And you're basically saying that what these basketball players
are
getting
the
shot.
They're doing it for a check. They're doing it for a check is what I just heard.
You agree to that. I know you do.
I don't agree that all women are out here
fucking
these
guys. We're not saying all.
Majority?
We're saying a lot.
Y'all 30% think they're ugly?
30% is a lot.
But a lot of these guys are not ugly, and they could probably pull bitches without wearing jerseys.
Yo, this is
you're
nonsense.
Now.
And
you're
I'm not.
I'm lying.
And I'm not just talking about ugly niggas.
I'm talking, listen,
I'm talking about this. There's complete cornballs that you would never speak to on the street, but because he has and when I say you, I'm not talking about y'all.
No, I get it.
I'm gonna give you this. I had a really, really, really cute dude come up to me at Soho House. Told you about him. And nice clothes, looked like he had, let's just say, money. Now, as a woman with money, I'm not going to lie to you and say that sometimes these things aren't attractive. Because
you
I
got
don't
money?
Really, I do. And I don't really meet men that I feel like could be an equal.
She just went from a real 8 to a 12. Crazy.
But I thought to myself, right? I was going through his Instagram and looking through corny shit. And I'm like, why are you taking selfies? Like, damn, this nigga must have had a quick come up. And like, he's whack. And right. I get what you're saying. I will give you that. Because I think the only reason I even bothered was because he just cleaned up nice. I will give you that. I'm not saying I was looking after anything, but definitely there's some cornballs out there that's...
But there's flat out corny niggas that be winning because they got bags, period. I see them every single day.
We live in LA. It's a little different.
No, that's the same thing here. The same thing in Miami. I lived in Atlanta. It's the same thing everywhere.
You got cornballs that...
A lot of the time.
I'm from New York. It's guys are getting by off of...
Well, guys are finessing out here.
Yeah,
I know guys that have $700 Giuseppe shoes on and Gucci and are sleeping on their homeboy's couch. Yeah. So out here is a little different. I get that.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And the reason that a lot of women, especially in Los Angeles, California, well, I'm not putting this on LA. I'm going to put this on Hollywood. In Hollywood, California, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It get tricky because I often see women get bamboozled because you went for the nigga with the chain and you went for the nigga with the whip and you ain't know he pulled up in all his homie shit, his homie chain. He stayed on his homie couch.
Right.
Right.
And you ain't gave that nigga some pussy and you didn't get him the pussy because he didn't have on the chain or whatever, but his bag is destroying his bag. So, and he just don't look like it, and you passed on him.
Let me ask you guys, from a man's perspective, you guys get on bitches who fuck with bum niggas? And it's kind of, yes, because I know plenty of niggas who will sit here and talk about, you're dealing with a broke nigga, you taking care of this nigga, you're doing this. Even from a woman's perspective, to date a bum isn't great. So it's looked bad upon from other men that a female wants a nigga with a bag or a nigga who's financially stable.
Can I interject for
go ahead.
Is that a bad thing? I don't judge women for making any like decisions.
I think the point made
make
is just you racing after like the blue check mark type of thing. Like, I think that's what you're trying to say. It's these popular ass niggas that's always in the club and looking like they got shit popping off, and the girls is racing after
that. It's not even that deep. Like, women, like, the problem is y'all passing up on a lot of good men and not giving them a lot of chance because of y'all looking for a specific type of thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it tends to all be the same thing that every woman is looking for.
Y'all trying to get that number one, trying to get that number one need of security met.
And, but those are the females who don't have security themselves.
And I'll say, and I'm about to say this, but I will say this.
I think it's the broke female.
That's not true.
I think so.
That's not true. That's not true.
But not only that, me and her.
No girl or money wants to be with a broke nigga.
Well, I'm not going to lie.
That's what we're saying. Absolutely.
And let me be clear. When I said a woman's number one need is security, I didn't, that's not limited to financial. That's physical security. That's emotional. That's spiritual. That's all. That's all encompassing.
Right. Like, we look for man for like validation. However,
money is not left off. Money's not left off.
You're right. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm sorry. I'm not dating a
broke nigga.
Because I ain't saying you no gold digger.
But you ain't
fucking with no broke nigga.
And I understand.
Look, dudes get us on us a lot.
I get it. I understand why y'all want security. That's a very major part of a relationship. It's being secure.
It's the number one reason for divorces.
I want to ask you something I just thought about when you mentioned bum niggas. I feel like I meet a lot of beautiful women since I moved to New York that have, I mean, I don't have very expensive clothes because I like to put my money in my expensive ass rent or travel, right? So like, it's not really important for me to.
How much is your rent, may I ask?
$2,000 for a 300 square foot studio.
Yeah.
Sounds like
I'm in the Bronx. But I mean,
you get a roommate, you still gonna pay $4,000 for a nice two bedroom in a high rise, which I lived in. And so it was just like, I wanted to live alone in a cool neighborhood. So, anyway, so my question is, you know, women are out there with the expensive bags and clothes and the look. And I feel like sometimes when I'm in the club, I'm very plain Jane and dudes aren't really going for me. Do you seek after those girls? Or do you ever, what's something you look at when you're checking for a chick? Or when you see girls with expensive things, do you immediately think, oh, she's a thot? How does that work in your mind? Because sometimes I do.
I know, because you're judgy as fuck.
I think as humans, I don't think this is a gender thing. I think we attracted to confidence, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you know, you got situations where, you know, a lot of times, you know, I only got to go too deep. Confidence is attractive.
Right.
I don't got to go too deep with that, right? Confidence is attractive. So, you
that's
know,
every time I fucked a bartender, that's how it happened.
Yeah. So I look, you know, of course you could pass the eye test. You know, if I'm not looking at you and I'm not stuck like this, then, you know,
right,
that we're going to move on immediately. And then it's about, you know, what after the eye test is the nose test. If I pull after I look at you, when I pull up on you, it got to be together. Like, would you smell?
The smell, absolutely. Apparently, this is brought up every episode.
Every fucking every episode comes on here talks about girls being stained.
No,
every
fucking we're talking about time the club we have a guy. Also, okay.
Okay.
And so, okay. Listen, I have four sisters. All right. I know firsthand that I'm not supposed to smell you. I got who? Listen. I don't care
this
if you play.
Crazy.
And
look, we date girls. I agree with them.
There's a difference between working out and smelling like sweat or smelling like you've been outside and stinking. There's
no, you're right. There's musk and fish.
Something's wrong there.
No, absolutely.
And you can smell like a long day, but being musty is different.
Yeah,
if you got, that's a different thing.
I agree.
And you need to have your hygiene in order.
No,
so
absolutely.
After you pass the eye test and I pull up on you, got to pass the nose test. I got, you know, what you smelling like. You got to smell. And if you smell right, then it goes to that conversation of how you carry yourself.
No, absolutely.
You know, so I don't care what you got on. Half the time, I don't know what the shit is anyway.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck you got on. Like, I know your bag if it got a Chanel sign on it, but shit, your bust ass boyfriend might have got that downtown for $500. I don't know what's going
now,
on.
Now, do you date girls that are like, are you noticing that, like, you're a rapper, you're on TV now, like, are you dating these Instagram model girls? Are girls really shooting in your DMs? Do you date groupies? How is this going for you?
I ain't gonna lie to you, shit don't fall in line the right way with Brooke. Like, it was supposed to, you know what I'm saying, good luck for all them motherfuckers, because I damn near don't trust nair bitch.
No, I feel you.
Oh, man.
I feel you.
So, you know what I'm saying? I felt like this before. But let me tell you something. Like, I'm not going to... Like, girls have been... My whole life been like, okay, Marcus, you're attractive. He's a handsome guy. Now, oh, I'm so motherfucking sexy. It's crazy. You are so sexy. Oh, my God.
How'd you walk in? When you walked in, they went crazy, right?
Chill, bro.
Let me just say, we do not do male guests.
Play the tape.
Yeah.
Play the tape.
Chill.
No, we're gonna be able to listen to this episode.
That's pretty much what's going on with me.
I think what you said was, I think she was just surprised and she was like, okay, I didn't know what he looked like. He's actually attractive. But I'm talking about girls that from high school out of nowhere, like acting like I got a different dick. I got the same dick, bitch. Like it's a.
And what
it's
does that dick look like?
Are you turned? Like, have you fucked a groupie yet, though? Like, are you turned on by this a little bit? Because I'm sure it's flattering.
I mean, I fucked groupies before that. Like,
what's the most groupie? Like, what's the most fanatic shit that you fucked?
I haven't really seen that yet. I've got like a lot of the wildest like groupie stories I got is from like maybe like being on tour with like Around the World Game or some shit like that. Okay. You know what I mean? Because, you know. His level of bitches and my level of bitches, his level of groupies and mine aren't exactly comparable. But I got a lot of those, you know, them ones that ain't necessarily make it up to the, you know what I'm saying, to the other world.
Like, are they fighting to get in VIP? Like, when you, like, hosting parties now and shit? Are they like?
Yeah, it get tricky. It get real, like, the DMs is crazy. Oh, you want to see?
Yes.
I want to say the names. I just really am curious. This is what I want.
We can't say no name. Well, we just going.
What are they saying in your DMs?
You reading for yourself?
Oh, fuck yeah, we are.
They don't even know his name no more. They calling him handsome.
No, we're not reading Insta name.
Okay, so first off, it's a ton of hard face emoji.
First one, 25 minutes ago.
You are fine as hell. Okay, heart face emoji, heart face emoji. Not gonna lie, I like the way you handle yourself on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, and I've developed a small crush on you, LOL.
Oh,
and your glasses are sick. Love all the way from London.
What kind of glasses are they? Fuck.
They're not talking about these. I usually be having
them shit's Ray-Bans?
No, I used to be having my Cartiers on. Them cost $1,700.
Oh, humble, flex.
I know about Cartier.
No, because she called out Ray-Bans, so I wanted to be clear.
No, I meant the ones you have on now.
I'm playing with you.
Some girl's introducing herself. It's just a lot of heart emojis.
I got the whole voice. I can do it.
Wow.
You cute as fuck.
Oh my god.
Don't open that one.
I knew it was you with the game. Daddy, you are so fucking fun.
That good. Wow.
What's the name of the song yesterday's episode?
Hey, first and foremost, the single Me is out. Marcus Black is on iTunes, it's on Spotify, iTunes right everywhere.
And that's the one we played.
Played already. It's in the club in LA right now, going up. We about to really.
Oh, this
push
bitch
it
is coming.
Else.
This is how niggas be coming at me when I go through a breakup. What she said? Everyone makes mistakes, but Brooke is reckless. Everything happens for a reason.
These bitches are sending me whole books.
Dude, this is like, oh my god, my heart goes out to you as your relationship falls to shit. She got you out here looking stupid. I'm here if you want to talk.
It looked like the same shit Booby was doing to get on up in that.
That was so much fun. I need to have a famous friend.
So what we do for our show as well is we have home mail. So we have our listeners send us letters, and we have one today. And I kind of wanted to ask this on the show because I wanted to know if it's possible for it to happen with a man having sex. Okay. So, hey, Weezy and Mandy. So my boyfriend and I have been dating for a year, and everything is great. Sex, communication, dates, everything is great. However, in the past year, he's accidentally slipped his dick in my butthole 4 times. It has hurt me each time.
We've all been scarred.
And I am slowly getting scared of being intimate with him.
Ain't no accident.
That's what I was thinking. But
you know
what?
No, there's no motherfucking accident. Not for
that's what I'm thinking. So wait. It has hurt me
now
each time.
Now thinking back to all the accidents.
It has hurt me each time, and I am slowly getting scared of being intimate with him. I know he doesn't mean to do it because he is always like, I'm sorry when it happens.
Is this her man or a nigga she fucking?
Her man.
Oh, accidentally slip your finger in his ass very deeply with no lube. Don't spit on it.
But I think he gets.
That's my advice.
She said that she thinks he's getting too carried away during having sex. I'm scared I could get a cardiac arrest.
Your finger in his ass.
Hold on.
Stick your finger in his ass.
I don't need to finish the goddamn story, goddammit.
Go ahead. Shit. What do I do?
Seriously, guys, my butthole isn't conditioned for this, and my heart has stopped each time it happened because the pain is excruciating. Now, I know Manny and a lot of girls love anal, but I don't, so what should I do?
So I feel like
stick your finger in his ass and stop fucking him.
I feel
him.
Like you wrote this one.
I swear. No, we get like, mail. She said, call me Phoenix. Clearly, her name is not, but I'm not going to say her real name.
No, we get some wild emails.
We get wild emails, seriously.
I mean, first of all, that was no mistake. And I'm
it was done purposely.
4 times? First of all, you can't act. First of all, if she does not get anal regularly, You can't accidentally put your dick in the asshole.
That's what I thought.
In.
I don't know. I've had someone fuck me hard, like, and then it. I could just, like, I feel like
but
I could
to happen four times?
No, four times a lot.
I think he's.
I think fucking dudes ain't got control of their dick.
I think he's trying to have anal sex, and maybe she's mentioned she doesn't want it, so listen, he's trying to sneak it.
If that's flying, I've accidentally slipped my finger around and tried accidentally a lot of times.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I have a lot of crazy sex. You know that. I have a lot of disrespectful sex, a lot of dominating sex, and I am all about trust. And if I feel like somebody playing me, I can't do it.
She's getting
you
to the point where
you have a lot of disrespectful sex.
Yeah,
she likes to be dominated.
Choking? Is it spitting? Choking?
All of this.
Slapped.
She has a fucking collar. All of that shit.
That, we consider that vanilla. I mean,
so the stuff I say is not even.
No, that's vanilla. Shit.
I mean, they say that dominating people in their, you know, lives.
So you like Wesley Pipes, Tim on your neck.
Oh, it's Wesley Pipes, Tim.
You don't watch
porn? She doesn't watch black porn.
You didn't grow up?
It's not that I don't watch black porn, but like...
Wesley Pipes, you would know.
If you grew up...
He is like the... I watch gay porn, dude.
Like,
yeah, he's not gay porn. We watch gay porn.
Niggas. You watch
gay porn. I do. Yeah. She doesn't.
But I'm just saying like...
No, she's...
I like really kind of fucking gross porn that niggas ain't about.
Oh, you like white guys.
I wish you'd tell me for that.
First of all, I want to.
So I'm gonna tell you what happened to me. I was dating a black man. The last black man I dated was married and played me out, and so I had to go to white boys.
I want to let out a known fact within our crew. He only likes black women.
But what's crazy?
He's only attracted to black women, and that's
we buy.
No. I'm stating this out there for the world to hear. Like, I hear a lot of rappers don't like black women and stuff like that.
That is
like,
a good thing to hear.
His thing is I actually look at him out, and I'm like, she's pretty. And he literally doesn't agree. And I'm like,
you know what? That makes me feel good to hear, because there's so many times where I hate feeling insecure about my hair, or niggas calling me ghetto, or being like, oh, you gonna do this, this, and that.
But I want to be clear, though, okay? Everybody has a preference.
Absolutely.
Okay, so my preference as a black woman. Now that's not to say that I chill out, yo. Give me a second.
I'm glad you get to it.
I find other females attractive. I've seen, like, you know, Heidi Klum's back in her day. That, you know, I feel like there's attractive females from every race. But I'm like, you gotta be, if you're gonna be a white girl, you gotta be ice cold. You gotta be on some other shit with a mean talk game. And we gotta be able to relate on some other shit. It gotta be wild. But I love black girls. So if I'd have knew that you only date females and white guys, chances are I wouldn't even came down to the show.
Well, goddamn.
Or I'd have just talked to you the whole time. Which is what I'm about to start doing now.
Mandy,
too late now.
I'm gonna tell you what, it's just been a long time. I'm number 10 now. Ever since Trump got elected, I keep finding my way back, because I really I'm having a hard time having a talk. I have to sit niggas down, tell them who Emmett Till is, have them watch Shaka Zulu, and I'm exhausted. And I miss talking shit about white people with black men. You know? It's hard. Do you know how fucking difficult it is? I'd be like, these niggas. They'd be like, well, how is that?
So you have disrespectful sex with white guys?
Oh, super disrespectful. Like, I
feel a way about that.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
I feel like
a lot. No.
She ain't never had no good dick in her life.
That's a goddamn lie. I've been getting fucked well. But I have great sex. It's just that with black men, I've noticed they don't have a lot of experience doing being doms, because a lot of black women don't enjoy being submissive.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard, because the experience is a little more
that
difficult.
Explains this picture.
He's looking at our cover art. What explains
this white ass banana dick?
Well, like, bananas aren't brown.
Curved as fuck. That's why I got the face on like that.
Yeah, but no. It's just
the illest curve on a banana that it could have. I like a little curve. God damn,
you
I'm
like
not trying
the
to
the blackberry curve.
I love blackberry curves.
That's crazy.
Anyway, enough about me. It wasn't my fucking interview.
Right. So basically,
every week.
What?
Your week? Yeah, every week is your interview. Every right, show is about, your interview as well.
Trust me, they've had enough of my pussy and my choking, spanking, sex, and my leash,
new anal
and
ventures.
But
and
we haven't heard that. We want.
Well, y'all need to motherfucking listen to the show then. That's what y'all talking about. Us watching Love and Hip Hop.
I watch Love and Hip Hop. Right. You listen to
it. She'll watch Love and Hip Hop. You guys listen to a couple episodes, and we'll let you guys know the best ones to start at.
I'm not listening to this shit.
Look, now you bet. Y'all, he's so salty right now. You don't like interracial dating?
You know, it's crazy. No, that's not true.
I'm asking.
No, I'm fine with
it. He's not a fan of interracial dating.
Okay.
That's not, I'm not a fan of it, but I'm not against it.
Okay.
By any means, I want to be clear about that. I'm not against. Okay. I'm not against anybody.
He's pro-black. He's not anti-white though.
Okay.
I'm not anti-white.
Technically, we're biracial, so I think we can go either way.
First of all, you'd be hard pressed to find an African American that's not mixed with something. Okay.
Okay.
But I don't have a problem with somebody dating somebody else. But when your preference is somebody else, other than ourselves, I don't want to
preference was white men. I've been dating a white man.
It'll be hard pressed for me to know that, like. If I started dealing with you and I know how you like it in bed and I was doing that things with you and to hear stories of like, were you with your white boyfriend doing this?
All right, let's scale that back. I make my own decisions on who I want to get closer to and who I want to let treat me
I'm not going to
No matter what color they are.
No, you're not. I'm talking about the rough
sex. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's really unfair to say that if black women want to have rough sex, they can't let white men do it.
No, I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying it's a mental thing.
I have all the power. Men don't do things to me that I don't want them to do. And that's just something I just want to teach a little bit of. Maybe even our listeners about BDSM.
I'm not gonna take my compliments back from her. She's pretty and I think she's cool. I'm extremely uncomfortable with it.
Women that choose submissive sex aren't choosing to give up their power. You only do what I ask you to do. My rules are stated before and after sex. I bring out all the whips, chains, toys that I want. Men are not just inflicting pain on me because they felt like it today. I told you I wanted to be hit with a belt or slapped.
It's just
or
a bad off. Imagery in your head to remember slavery and just getting you pictures.
But that's the thing, though.
Hit
like
with whips and chains.
A lot of our kinks are going to be gross.
Yeah.
No.
Like I can't always reflect everything back to that. Don't get me wrong. Listen, y'all might not know me, but I'm the least bitch out here to not be fighting for us. But the things that I choose to do in bed don't reflect on personal life, on what I want to do to black women.
I agree. I just said if I was dealing with you,
okay,
and I personally were doing things to you. And I had to have a flashback.
Marcus is pissed.
What the fuck just happened?
Cause you gotta realize it's black queens to him. Like he's like black queen, my black queen guy.
And you know what though? This happens to us all the time.
Spit on and beat.
By white guys.
You know what though? This happens to us every day. Like, people judge what the fuck we do every day.
No.
But that's how you talking to me though. You getting spit on and da, 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 da.
I like this.
Listen, I choose to come here on this platform and say what I do because I'm confident in what I do and I like it. If me and you had sex tonight, you wouldn't be spitting on me. I put my trust in the people that I choose to do this with. Women have the choice for this, and that's why I do this podcast.
Absolutely.
And decide to tell.
But just to clear it up, we're not judging you on what you're doing.
Really? You just said I don't see. Let me say,
no,
let me scale this back.
What you're doing.
You don't know what judgment is. Then, if you say, if I was dealing with you and I found out you was doing this, I'd feel some type of way.
No.
I'd look at you some type of way.
You're taking that the wrong way. I said me playing that back
himself.
In my mind.
Right, but that's
like when you care for when you like somebody.
He's not speaking for me.
When you, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
When you like somebody,
I'm definitely
certain things like you know what I'm saying. Like it's like
And I feel like that's the biggest bowl of nonsense that, like, first of all, like, when a human walks into a room and sees somebody, when we hear something,
right.
We judge, everybody judges.
Even, right.
Like, everybody, when I walked in the room, I'm like, oh, okay, that's what it, and when y'all say, every time y'all say something, it triggers a reaction in my mind where I'm thinking, where I come to a conclusion.
Right.
Okay. That's what we do as human
beings. You
know,
this is a great conversation. I know we have to go, but it's exactly what I mean when I say that I have first dates that I don't disclose my podcast.
Absolutely.
Don't talk about my personal life because then it takes it from, wow, you're this girl who does this and you're an executive and you do what and you work at tech to like, oh, you talk about dick?
Yeah.
And so that's when we get judged, you know?
See, no, don't, see,
I 100% talking about dick.
Yeah.
Huh?
And you still should keep your job and do everything.
I judge.
And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that
for
that's
me, I had,
look
I,
at your demeanor even. That's what happens
it's
to
completely
everybody when they hear these things.
Yeah, well, he still likes you. That didn't change.
Oh my
God. I doubt that.
Well, we are going to have to wrap up
but
this episode soon. So
I'm working on it.
Oh, you're working on getting better.
No, I don't want to
listen.
Like
judgment
no
free zone. We have no problem with your kinks and quirks are doing at all. Harry, we exercise some of them sometimes. Like
trust me. Well, I'm glad you shared yours with ours. We really appreciate it.
I think both of y'all are super dope, and I had a good time. And
I'm so glad.
Thank you. I'm so glad you came on, even though you was on CP time. But I appreciate you coming. And what can our listeners be expecting from you, and where can they find you?
Oh man! Well, first of all, make sure y'all go to my Instagram. You can find me on IG Marcus Black for all inquiries, all questions.
And of course, uses his A's, his V's. It's fucking
yeah, but distracting. But you can also type in just Marcus Black regular.
There you go,
and it'll pull me right up. Marcus Mondays every Monday night. You already know
what's that do?
What's Marcus Mondays?
That's when Love and Hip Hop come on.
Okay.
I got a lot of new music coming out. You can go to iTunes. You can go to all music platforms and find my music. Marcus Black. I got projects coming out. And we wrapping everything up, man.
Fridays.
Yeah, Black Fridays. You know,
we get a discount.
No Black. You get a discount on something.
Lord.
On the BlackBerry curve.
You get half full. Yeah, 50%.
Well, we're gonna definitely post your description of your Instagram and all that stuff on iTunes within our description, so you guys can find Marcus. And he's really hot in person, so there you go.
And you guys can always catch us on our Instagram at horrible_decisions. Jesus Christ, I've said that so much.
It's okay, they can't spell it either.
I know. And you can always catch me on Instagram and Twitter at Full Court Pumps. And where can they find your ass at?
Not on LinkedIn, so stop fucking writing me.
Thank you, guys. This has been another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.